Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. So here we are at the new moon in Leo, which is coming at the very end of this sign. So there's a sense in which we are meant to connect with Leo's fire, assisted by Mars in Aries and the South Node in Sagittarius, to really connect with that inner passion and creativity so that we can carry it forward as the moon, Mercury, the sun, each move into Virgo, a place of steady, careful work, in a year in which challenges abound. We're reaching toward the end of August. September, October, November, and December are going to be kind of challenging this year, astrologically and in the world as we already know. So take every moment you can to light up your heart, your core, now with this new moon. The new moon in Leo arrives Tuesday night in my eastern U.S. time zone, earlier in the evening to the west of me, before dawn Wednesday in Western Europe, and so on around the globe. Wherever you are, this new moon offers a set of interlocking puzzles for us to explore. When we find the key, we'll feel the warmth of the sun, moon, and Mercury within the creative passion of Leo, the driven intensity of Mars in Aries, and the deep ancestral lessons hidden within the South Node in Sagittarius. Yes, this is the same grand trine in fire we encountered with the Mercury Kazemi, amplified now by the presence of the moon, also in Leo. And as before, the grand trine is really a kite aspect pattern pointing to the North Node in Gemini. we are heading straight toward the future. There are no easy promises here. Saturn at 26 Capricorn is tightly in conjunct the new moon at 26 Leo, and the north node at 27 Gemini as well. This is a yod, awkward and challenging. Pluto is close enough to be part of this yod as well, which does nothing to make the connection easier to work with. We wish, sincerely, to heal the past and move into a brighter, more just, and therefore more secure future. But how do we untangle the rigid and toxic power structures of the past? How do we engage the best of Saturn's hard work and ability to create supportive structure? How do we accept the tough transformations Pluto requires of us? At this new moon, the time when the night sky is darkest, we light beacons. I am thinking of the iconic, thrilling scene in The Lord of the Rings when Gondor calls for aid, activating an ancient system of massive fires atop mountains reaching from Gondor to the plains of Rohan. I totally admit to being a Lord of the Rings nerd. I have been for a very long time. Bear with me on this one, though, as I really believe the lighting of the beacons says a lot about where we are at this new moon. Consider the Sun, Moon, and Mercury together in late Leo. Head, heart, body, all aligned. Whatever our situation in the current world crises, whether we're coping with the pandemic or political challenges or both or other things, the new moon in Leo asks questions about sovereignty. Who holds the power? Who wields it? Whether we're considering nations or families or our own psyches, how is power understood, managed, and shared or not shared? Note the presence of Mercury, still combust, still hidden near the throne of the sun. Mercury is small in this place, unseen, possibly forgotten. Remember, the beacons were lit through trickery, through Mercury. Denethor, steward of Gondor, is lost in dreams of past glory, corrupted by his worst enemy. He has become actively toxic, bent on hastening the destruction of all he is meant to protect. So Gandalf sends Pippin, small but doughty, to do what must be done. Think of all those other seemingly insignificant ones, those who don't play fair or follow the rules, knowing the rules are rigged in favor of those who already have power. Also remember, the beacons did not signal salvation. No rapture is promised, no ascension. Instead, the beacons were a desperate call for help, a call to mobilize ancient bonds of defense and support. Isn't that where we are? Feeling desperate, isolated, wondering if we can possibly win through to some kind of victory, wondering whether anyone can or will help us? And yet, those beacons, such a strong image in the book, one I so hoped would be done well in the film, which it was. Seeing the flames answering each other from peak to peak made anything feel possible. Lighting the beacons is a call to arms and also a kindling of hope. At this new moon, Venus in Cancer forms a tight sextile to Uranus in Taurus. Who can we call on these days? Who is our family, our people? Be open to the idea that your best support might come from unexpected places. It seems we're living in a time when some familiar bonds are dissolving as we come up against irreconcilable differences. Who can we reach out to? Who would answer if we called? Whose calls for help will we respond to? There's plenty of work to be done. Sun, Moon, and Mercury will all soon move into Virgo, Mercury's nighttime home, a place of careful, steady, patient effort. We can think, too, of another kind of beacon, those lit within lighthouses. Before electricity, lighthouses were literal beacons, lit and tended by brave and isolated keepers to warn ships at sea. There are many tales of courageous lighthouse keepers who went to extraordinary lengths to keep their beacons shining during the fiercest of storms. In this more Virgoan model, the light must stay on constantly, calling for planning, preparation, and steadfast tending. If you feel you're at the end of your resources, look around. Can you see a light ready to guide you to shore? Where can you find allies, resources, support? Remember, too, that one of the trickster's best exploits is stealing fire from the gods. Mercury has stories to tell and matches in their pockets. Be clever. Find a way. As always, check where this new moon falls in your birth chart. With the Sun, Moon, and Mercury in Leo, Mars in Aries, and the South Node in Sagittarius, you'll want to look at all the fire signs. These are the houses in which your beacons can be lit, especially in late Leo. Note also where the transiting North Node falls. Keeping in mind this is where the grand fire trine is pointing us. At this new moon, stoke your inner fire. Feed your heart. Connect with past and present allies and your own energy to light your beacons. This is how we'll find each other in the dark. This is how we'll light the way into the future. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an enlightened, illuminated new moon in Leo. Yes, this is a dark moon time. And what we're going for is an inner fire, that connection with our heart's core, that is our warmth, our energy, our passion. Let's each find our own and then light up so we can find each other. As always, thank you for listening.